Hi there, my name is Moshe Malevsky. I am a finance professor at the Schulich School of Business. That's one of the largest business schools in Canada. We're located in Toronto. And I teach undergraduate and graduate students courses on personal finance, investments, insurance, retirement planning. And I recently published a book through Pearson, and it's called Your Money Milestones, A Guide to Making the 9 Most Important Financial Decisions in Your Life. This book tries to address the most important financial decisions you make in your life using a unifying framework. Whether you're deciding whether to major in biology or in engineering or arts when you're an undergraduate, whether you're deciding whether to buy or rent a house, to purchase a term or whole life or universal life insurance policy, when to retire, and perhaps even whether to get married or to have children, they all have a financial aspect to them, and they can all be addressed or analyzed using a common framework. And the framework I propose in this book is something I call arithmetic financial planning. Arithmetic financial planning is about applying the 4 basic rules of arithmetic that you learn in grade school to every single financial decision in your life. And by the 4 basic rules of arithmetic, I mean addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. If you take a look at any financial decision or money milestone that you face in your life, always ask yourself what the impact of these 4 arithmetic operations will be on your financial well-being. And let me give you an example. By addition, by the basic operation of addition, I mean that you should add up the resources that you have, the financial resources that you have available to you today and over the course of your life. The addition operation within arithmetic financial planning is about making sure that you add up not only your financial capital when you are making decisions, but also to add up the value of your human capital and the present value of your wages when you are going to actually earn them over the course of your life. The process of subtraction is to make sure that you carefully analyze the liabilities that you are taking on by actually doing this particular action or taking a course of action, making a decision. By division, I mean to make sure that you smooth your consumption, your spending, your income over the entire course of your life. And finally, by multiplication, I mean to prepare yourself for alternative universes. So let me give you an example of how one can apply the principles of arithmetic financial planning, the 4 basic operations, to a money milestone in your life. Let's take a look at the decision of whether or not to go to school, to college, or perhaps even to graduate school, to university. At first glance, the decision to go to school can be a very expensive one. First of all, it involves debt. You have to borrow in many cases, incur student loans. That's a liability. At first glance, it might actually create a subtraction of value. It creates a liability. On the other hand, when you take a look at the earnings power of someone that graduates with a degree from a school of higher education, whether it's a master's degree or an advanced degree, chances are their earning power is higher. So you have to actually add the value of that education and the wages that you receive to your personal balance sheet. So on the one hand, you might subtract the value of the liabilities. On the other hand, you now have a greater asset. That's your earning power. You should make sure to divide the value of that and the actual consumption that you incur over the course of your life over a long period of time. And finally, you have to make sure to insure against alternative universes where, in fact, your earnings potential might actually be lower, incurring these liabilities in order to invest in this education will actually protect you as well. What's the point here? Well, first of all, I obviously encourage you to read the book and to understand in much greater detail what I am talking about. But the main idea here is that there are unifying themes in every single decision that you make, no matter when they take place in your life. And before you make a financial decision, and this is really the key takeaway, before you make a financial decision, ask yourself how this financial decision will impact the 4 basic arithmetic operations. actions. Will this add value to your personal balance sheet, or will it subtract value? Does it create an asset, or does it create a liability? Adding and subtracting. Will this decision help you smooth and evenly divide your consumption, your spending, your income over the course of their life, or will it make it more lumpy and discontinuous? That's something we want to avoid. And finally, will this decision actually end up protecting you against alternative universes and alternative realities where you actually incur disruptions to your standard of living? Will this decision protect you against that? I believe that if you take these four principles, you can apply them to many decisions in your life, and especially the most important 9 money milestones. Once again, the title of the book is Your Money Milestones, A Guide to Making the 9 Most Important Financial Decisions in Your Life. My name is Moshe Malevsky. Thank you very much.